President Bush is spending the week at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. He will meet with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice today. Vice President Cheney is busy on the campaign trail. He visits Kennewick, Washington and Portland, Oregon today. Washington and Oregon are both swing states this year. Both went to Al Gore in 2000. John Kerry's campaign plane took off from Columbus, Ohio yesterday afternoon, supposedly on its way to Florida, but that's not quite what happened. NPR's Andrea Seabrook was with the Kerry campaign when plans changed.
The plane was still climbing when John Kerry came back to the press cabin and gathered reporters and producers into a tight bunch for a surprise announcement.
This plane is diverted, and we are going to Boston, and we're going to the Yankees-Red Sox game right now. This is true.
It was true, but very hush-hush. Campaign aides had kept plans super quiet for a week, a feat of political discipline in itself. And it didn't hurt that the Boston home game fell on the eve of the Democratic National Convention. And nothing gets Boston Red Sox fans more riled up than a Yankees game.
To present our ceremonial first pitch on the eve of the Democratic National Convention in the city of Boston. Would you please welcome the senator from Massachusetts and the Democratic nominee for president of the United States, Senator
Kerry's introduction was drowned out by a mix of cheers and boos. Bostonians are also well known for colorful displays of emotion, and lots of them are unhappy about the gridlock this week's political convention has brought. Undaunted, Kerry ran out of the dugout and onto the pitcher's mound to throw the first ball. The man at home base was 23-year-old Will Pumier, a military police officer in the Massachusetts National Guard just home from Iraq. Kerry leaned back, stepped forward, and pitched the ball in a slow arc that hit the ground and bounced. Nick DeSantis and his little brother Mike came to the game from Wilton, Connecticut. They leaned out over the field from the front row to watch the ceremonial first pitch and had a rather unflattering reaction.
And what do you think of John Kerry's pitch?
Well,
you look like a girl.
It bounced.
But Jim Limoges of Newport, Rhode Island, gave Kerry's pitch a little more leeway.
Okay, I mean, it could have a little more heat on it, but I mean, it was what it was, that's for sure.
Kerry loped off the field to a great seat in the owner's box off first base. His wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, and his two daughters were with him. When asked which team he was rooting for, Kerry said he needs to win New York, but he still wanted the Red Sox to win. And they did, 9-6. Kerry hopes his winning luck continues as he goes back to his regularly scheduled program, a series of campaign stops in swing states that will take him from Florida up the East Coast, arriving back in Boston and the Democratic Convention later this week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, traveling with the Kerry campaign.